Coach, it's been over a week since you last played. Overall, what'd you think of the team's performance today outside of getting two wins?
Yeah, I mean, I think we take wins in any manner we can. And I think I said to them, we didn't play our best brand of softball today. I felt like we were a little bit flat in both games. But, you know, I don't like to make excuses, but yesterday was just a really long travel day. We have been out of it for a week. So I think for us, we were almost trying to like kind of get back into it. So I felt better as the day progressed. I think we did enough offensively to kind of like chip away. But, you know, we just got to play a better brand of softball and, you know, not give away so many at bats.
So is that the part that you were a little more disappointed was more offense? I mean, good
Yeah,
with
I think so.
defense.
I mean, I don't, yeah, like I think, I mean, I don't think, you know, pitching was stellar today. And usually, obviously, our pitchers are stellar. You know, it's, and I say that, and I think Casey gave up maybe two hits, three hits. And, but it's interesting. Like when they're on, they're on. And I felt like Allie got a tough draw. I think that umpire was incredibly tight. Allie had a really hard time throwing strikes. And if you're going to ask me if anyone can pound the zone, it's Allie Boas. So, I think, you know, to start a game, it wasn't great when she felt like she couldn't find the zone. And, you know, so, and he was tough on both ends. So their pitcher went through it as well. But, I think Lizzie was just a change of pace. She just came in and, you know, find a way to kind of attack hitters and go at them. And she had some good stuff today, you know, and then Casey looked a little bit tight. I mean, she found a way to generate fly balls, but, you know, one pitch obviously left the yard and that's the reality of it. But, you know, I think our pitching can be a lot sharper. You know, and I also think from us, from a, you know, an offensive perspective, yeah, I think if you have a tight zone and you know it's a tight zone, then you can be a little bit more disciplined and patient to get your pitches. I felt like we were letting strikes go and then swinging at balls. You know, so in game one, I would hope we'd, you know, get a little bit better. I think in game two, we had timely hitting, just nothing real sharp. You know, I think we had a couple hard hits today, but nothing really great. I thought Kayla had a great day at the plate. Kayla looked like she's finding her groove and finding ways to really battle and scrap. And Coker did a really great job in game one. Lizzie obviously has kind of stayed, you know, putting the ball in play and making things happen. But yeah, I mean, I think my expectations are just really high and we got to be a little bit sharper, a little bit better every single day.
I haven't asked you about this, but obviously we're always joking about home runs and playing small ball. But do you think teams have adapted after how many triples the team had last year?
Yes, I would say everyone's playing us pretty deep to cut down the gap. So whether that's just to, you know, give us a double, but I mean, Lizzie roped one off the wall today, and you know, barely made it to one. You know, so I think it's and it's strategic, and I actually feel like a lot of the runs we generated today against George Mason, we dropped in. You know what I mean? They were playing us so deep, and we found a way to like, you know, obviously just put the ball over the infield. So there's going to be days like that. And, you know, I think Coker had a really great ball that was caught at the fence. And so I feel as though from a offensive perspective, we're kind of doing what we do in terms of just like putting the ball in play and making people have to make plays. I just think we could be a little bit sharper. I think we got some runs given to us today just by misplayed balls. You know, so I think if their defense plays a little bit cleaner, you know, maybe we don't have as many runs on the board today.
And just to follow up, though, I mean, obviously the batting average is still the same as last year. And that's why I was asking about triples, because you led the nation last year in triples and right now not getting those type of numbers, but still having the same batting average. So when you do see the team opponents playing so deep, what advice do you give to your batters in trying to take advantage and maybe not try to hit it as hard per se?
Yeah, I think I'm really big on just like cutting the ball in half as is, right? I'm not really that like launch angle lift type of person. If you're going to get all of a ball, you know, you have a shot to hit it out. Other than that, though, I'm really big on just like get on top of it, find the middle of it. So we're a ground ball team. And I think you can see like today, I mean, we put the ball on the ground, we make things happen. People will either advance their productive outs or there's miscues. I think fly balls are the easiest thing in the world to catch. So unless you're going to hit it, you know, either 220 or two, whatever that field is, you know, you've got to find a way to actually get through a ball. So, you know, I think in terms of what I was looking for today, I thought that was really good, but I mean, we did drop in some bleeders. But yeah, no, I think, you know, people, there's a million scouting reports. There's a million videos. There's, you can see whatever you need to see about a team. So I think for us, we're just continuously trying to reinvent what we do and, you know, find a way to just continue to be sharp and play sharp.
In terms of playing sharp, this is now another week of the team being nationally ranked early on. I mean, just as a general observation, how do you think the team's been handling that type of spotlight so far?
I got to be honest, you know, I think when they get to the field, that's not even a thought in their mind. You know, I think we appreciate being a part of the conversation, you know, and having people respecting what we do. But, you know, anyone can beat you on any single day. And we know that, right? So it doesn't make a difference whether the opponent we're playing is ranked or not ranked. It's either your day or it's not your day. So I think for us, we're just really trying to focus on, you know, doing the little things better that end up being the big thing. So whether that's executing bunts, whether that's how to run our first and third, whether it's hitting our cutoffs, like the little things to me just have to be cleaned up. Because ultimately the team that does those things the best in the end is the team that wins. So we're just trying to get better. And, you know, wherever that ranking falls, that ranking falls.
And then you were able to get some at-bats for Livia. Can you just talk about her and where do you see her kind of fitting in terms of bench production and other opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, I think Livia's a good little player, and I think that Livia's like continuously kind of to find her confidence and getting better and better. You know, I'm trying to figure out what this lineup is, and I think this is probably the most I've, you know, changed things around in a very small area, right? It's like right first DP that I'm kind of like playing with and figuring out what is our best. And you know, from an offensive perspective, I need production. You know, so I'm looking to whoever's going to be that key offensive person. And, you know, the other side of it, the other part of it is what it is. You know, I think our best defensive lineup is Allie Bowes at one and then Lauren Nett, obviously in right field. However, if Allie Bowes is on the mound, who is that person? And I think we're trying to work kind of through that right now. So, yeah, I'm just going to mix and match until I find it. But I thought she had a great day and she was confident and, you know, she played great. And I was excited to see her do that.
And then finally, obviously weather could play a part the next couple of days, but what do you want to be seeing from the team the rest of this event?
Yeah, I mean, I think they knew today wasn't their best day, but you know, we take wins, whether they're good, bad, ugly, pretty. you know, so I think we were happy that we took two W's away from today and feel like we have a better brand of softball to show. So I think for us, just getting a little bit sharper, you know, the week is only going to progress and get tougher. So that means that we have to get a little bit better every single day in order to be playing our best softball.
And actually, I did forget to ask you about Caitlin Coker setting the program record for runs scored. Can you just talk about, was that something you envisioned when you recruited her, of her being a threat on the base paths like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think my God, this was back before like the recruiting rule change, but I mean, we've been on Kate Coker since she was in eighth grade. I mean, this is a kid that we have literally watched grow up before our eyes. So to say that we knew what she was going to be, I mean, that's an understatement. I mean, this kid is the real deal and we knew she was the real deal. And, you know, I tell people all the time, she's one in a million. And I genuinely mean that. I mean, you're not going to get a more passionate, hardworking kid. So, you know, to see the senior class now in their fifth year is like any record they hold to me, you know, it just shows what they've built and what they've been able to do. And that's really special. So I want people to be saying her name for a really long time. So I think it's pretty cool that she broke it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Scotty.